Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 141 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 19th is analyze the source of your principles and values. Do they come from your family, your religion, your education? Select one principle or value you have accepted without actually testing to see if you wholeheartedly believe it. Write it down on a 3x5 card or as a reminder on your phone and refer to it throughout the day. Look for situations to either support your belief in the principle or value or make you question it further. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of knowing your integrity. Our integrity are the principles and values that make us whole. They are what drive our actions and reveal our character. And in order to reach our full potential, we need to know what those principles and values are. But we also need to make sure we truly believe in those principles, that they are the most beneficial principles to help us be the person we were created to be. And as we move through our life and learn, grow, and change, the principles and values that we believe in may change as well. For example, let's look at the story of John Newton, the author of possibly the most famous hymn in the world, Amazing Grace. But did you know that this hymn, used by many different religious denominations and organizations, including many civil rights groups, was written by a former slave trader? Born in England, John Newton lost his mother just before his 7th birthday and went to sea with his father when he was 11 years old. At the age of 17, he was impressed into the British Navy and, after trying to desert, eventually landed in West Africa, where he became the servant of an abusive slave trader. In his early 20s, he was rescued by a British sea captain. On their return voyage to England, the ship encountered a storm so raucous that Newton feared he would die at sea. He prayed to God for deliverance, and when he survived the ordeal, he saw it as a divine message and converted to Christianity. On a later trip to the West Indies, he became violently ill and prayed for God to restore his health. Again, this bolstered his faith when his prayers were answered. However, this did not stop him from continuing to work as a slave trader, and in his own words, a ruthless one at that. He had little concern for the lives of the Africans he transported and traded like animals. At the age of 32, after getting away from life on the high seas, John Newton applied to become an Anglican priest, and he eventually became well-loved and respected as a minister. It would be another 15 years before he wrote the words to Amazing Grace, and it would be another 16 years after that, in 1788, at the age of 63, when he finally made a public statement speaking out against slavery. He published a pamphlet titled Thoughts Upon the Slave Trade, outlining the horrific conditions and system of slavery. Newton was embarrassed that it was 34 years after he got out of the business of trading slaves before he made such a statement. I'm not telling you this story to condemn or judge John Newton, but I think it can serve to remind us that the inside fundamental of knowing our integrity and its action fundamental partner of living by principles is no easy task. We don't just come up with some snazzy life principles with the correct buzzwords, write them down, and stuff them in a drawer somewhere. It's a constant challenge in our lives to have our mindsets and our actions live in harmony. And once we do the work to discover the principles and values of our integrity, then we need to continually reflect on them, so they can become part of who we are and what we do in our everyday lives. So how about you? What is the source of the principles and values of your integrity? Do they come from your family, your religion, your education, or somewhere else? What is one principle you can test to see if you wholeheartedly believe it by writing it down and referring back to it throughout the next several days or weeks to see if that is truly a principle that will help you maintain your integrity and live as the best possible version of yourself. So rather than waiting until a later time, let's evaluate the principles of our integrity right now. It is hard work, but it is rewarding work. And not only will it help us live as the person we were created to be, but it will help us influence our students and athletes and increase our impact on them by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.